Hi, I'm George Hager, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, in a president, is likability everything? The Daily Show's Michelle Wolf says Hillary Clinton should embrace her unlikability because she's running to be boss of the country, and nobody likes their boss. Michelle's boss, Trevor Noah, is like, wait, what? Seth Meyers reveals what Chris Christie said when he read USA Today's story on Donald Trump's top vice presidential picks. And Bill Maher explains what Marco Rubio meant when he said voters who want socialism should move to a socialist country. Hint, it shares a border with Georgia. All that and more in today's Punchlines.
Since this year's presidential race features both an unabashed socialist and a bona fide capitalist pig, someone needs to explain to the free market solves everything crowd that when it comes to socialism, you're soaking in it. Marco Rubio says, if you want to live in a socialist country, why not move to a socialist country? Oh, you mean like Florida, where everyone's on Social Security?
I love how passive-aggressive world leaders are. Like, they're never just like, yo, China, cut it out. Instead, Obama's there like, Vietnam, I have some missiles for China. Are you watching? China, just wait. Vietnam, I have some. China, Vietnam, I have some. China! Yeah, watch. Some missiles for you. Some missiles. And you know, politics aside, people, you have to admit Barack Obama is the coolest president ever. He really is. He plays basketball, he tells jokes. You know, he smokes. It's like if the president were black. It's just something special. But now he's leaving, and it looks like choosing his replacement is a lot harder than anyone expected, because 2016 was Hillary's presidency to lose, and it looks like that's exactly what she's doing.
For the first time ever, Donald Trump takes the lead over Hillary Clinton in the national polling average. It is close, though, 43.4% to 43.2%.
The only time anyone should be struggling to choose between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump is if they're picking a Halloween costume, people. But president?
USA Today has put out a power rankings list of likely running mates for Donald Trump with Tennessee Senator Bob Corker, former Speaker Newt Gingrich, and Iowa Senator Joni Ernst taking the top spots. Maybe the rest of the article is on another page, said Chris Christie.
America, are you serious right now? How are you stuck with two choices? This is the same country with 17 different types of cornflakes. There's four different shows about tiny houses. You've got like six Kardashians when you only need one. And you've got just two presidential candidates. I don't understand. Like, before this election started, Hillary Clinton was one of the most popular public officials in the country. Now, she's losing to an overcooked sweet potato. How the hell did this happen?
The Social Security Administration has released its list of the most popular baby names of 2015, with Noah being the most popular name for boys. I guess with Trump possibly being president, a lot of people are thinking about building an ark.
Now, the IG report on Hillary's email is complicated. 83 pages of what policy rules were violated and when did emails get stolen or did they get stolen or were they deleted? And thankfully, one expert has summarized everything for us.
She's as crooked as they come. She had a little bad news today, as you know, from some reports came down, weren't so good. But not so good. The Inspector General's report, not good.
Hey, Donald, you can use full sentences, you know. It's a speech, not Twitter. You can, You know the one nice thing about Donald Trump is that when Trump takes the country back to the Stone Age, he's gonna be able to effectively communicate. It's already suiting his style. Union, state, strong, strong. State, union, strong, It's just, it's so insane right now.
Capitalism is a shark, or a tidal wave, or pond scum, or whatever metaphor you like to describe an unthinking force that devours everything in its path. And now the latest thing it is scarfing down is our national parks. The government just announced they would be selling naming rights at the parks like we do at sports stadiums, because the parks are $11 billion in debt. And since capitalism solves everything, cue corporate America, who's always asking one simple question: how can we help? Nothing in it for us. We just want to lend a hand. Like when Bill Cosby offers to help you with your modeling career.
Michelle, obviously this is not great news for Hillary Clinton. I mean, what should she do about the latest controversy?
Well, listen, Hillary, the jig is up. No one likes you. But you can make that work. You just have to embrace your unlikability. Hold it closer than the leash you keep Bill on. She keeps him on a leash. He needs to be on a leash.
Our plane this week had to return to the gate before leaving Denver after a woman began screaming, banging her head against the cockpit door, and removing her clothes. Wow, she is not taking this email thing well.
But you're not running to be everybody's friend. You're running to be the boss, and no one likes their boss.
Well, I mean, some people like their bosses.
No. No one likes their boss. Not even at all. Not even a teeny tiny bit. My boss speaks weird. He says things like controversy. It's controversy. You sound like you're narrating an old children's school book. And how many dimples do you need?
I only have two dimples, and they're not my fault.
It's yes, they are! You need to strengthen your cheek muscles. It's a deformity.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.